Enjoying your sandwich?
No, because I'm scarfing it down because I'm trying to hurry up so we can record. So I'm not. Thank you. Do the intro.
Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for July 30th, 2015. As Mike finishes chewing the last giant gulp of his chicken sandwich, I'm AJ Minotti, joined by my brother.
I'm Mike.
Hi. With a mouthful of chicken and wheat bread. So yeah, we're here to do the podcast as Mike drinks his Coke Zero now. And we're going to talk about games, and we're going to talk about news and games and playing games.
Look how bad you are at this intro. Look how bad you are.
I'm nailing it. Awful. I want to hear it.
So, all right, guys, what are we talking about first?
Let's talk about Summer Games Done Quick, which is currently going on. It's playing behind us as we speak.
Yeah, I'm talking about it on the show, but I've been, like, getting into speedruns. A lot of them I watch are just archived from Summer Games and Awesome Games Done Quick. If you don't know, it's a marathon streaming event that goes for like about a week, like nonstop, 24 hours those days, and they just get speedrunner after speedrunner, and they kind of live stream and commentate speedruns of games. Like, you know, it's not just classic games, old and new. Sometimes they're playing like mods and stuff, so it's really cool to see. Like, when it's older games, it's usually a lot more kind of almost
hacky.
Well, no, like the 3D games are almost more hacky because there's a lot of zipping with those 3D types. But yeah, it's kind of old and new games. It's like sometimes they're clean runs depending on the game. Sometimes there's a lot of like manipulation. Sometimes you can like skip half the game. You know, it's not just like 2D like platformers. You know,
it's a cool variety.
Yeah, they'll do runs of RPGs. Right now, they're doing a classic first person shooter block. So yeah, it's really. And sometimes they'll do games you just haven't heard of. Like they did a game yesterday at the start of the Sonic block. It was called Freedom Planet. I hadn't heard about this. It's an indie game that was apparently going to be just like a Sonic fan game. Then they're like, well, we're putting this much work into it. Let's make it our own thing. Mm-hmm. It looks awesome. It just looks like a really cool 2D Sonic game with like a lot more extra flair and an art style that reminds me of a stall from the Sega Saturn.
Which is exciting.
And it's on the Humble Bundle right now too, so I just bought that.
Yeah.
So I got a bunch of Humble Bundle games, but I mean, I could just watch this thing forever. I think the most fun we had was I went over your house. We watched the entire Mega Man X block they had. There was a three-person Mega Man X8 race, which I haven't played much of X8, because X7 was the really bad one. Yeah, and then X8 came after it. It was apparently fine, but a lot of people didn't play it because 7 was so terrible. Mm-hmm. After that was a four-person Mega Man X2 race. Then a Mega Man X3 low-percentage run, which was super cool. So yeah, I've been really enjoying this whole marathon. There was a Disney block. Someone did Maui Mallard
and set the record.
Yeah, Maui Mallard was a Genesis game. It was interesting. It's like they even tell me things about the game. Like, I didn't realize that game came out like in other territories long before it ever came out here.
Came out in Brazil.
Okay. And in other territories, they're just very upfront about being Donald Duck in that game. Like, it's clearly Donald Duck, but here they made up a different persona for him.
And he had persona as well, because it was Maui Mallard as Cold Shadow.
Yeah, no one knew why.
It was very strange. It was like they were like embarrassed it was Donald Duck.
I don't know why. But yeah, so anyways, yeah, it's awesome. It's going on for a few more days. If you want to check it out, just go to twitch.tv/gamesdonequick
and go to gamesdonequick.com to donate. They're supporting Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah, I guess I should say, yeah, the whole point of it is like a charity thing.
What are they up to right now?
$466,058. So they're getting a lot of money. It's really cool. Yes. But yeah, I love it. This is like my new favorite thing. Yeah. Speaking of exciting things that we're just doing, we got tickets to go see Distant Worlds, the touring Final Fantasy Symphony like orchestra thing. It's going to be in Pittsburgh. I'm super excited. The composer of Final Fantasy XII, I don't remember his name, he's going to be there, so that'll be fun.
Very cool.
All right, what else?
So we know that at Gamescom next month, Blizzard will be announcing the next Warcraft expansion.
It's interesting because it's kind of like what some people thought, where they're doing it a little bit earlier than usual. Because don't forget, it depends when they're going to release
it. Yeah, this is the announcement. And we may not even get, like, they may, like, announce it with some kind of tease, But moral, is there BlizzCon this year in October?
Yeah, I assume so. But
that's where we'll get all the real info.
Maybe. But even still, I think it's going to come a little earlier than usual. Because I think they even said they kind of want to start doing that kind of thing. So, yeah. New expansion. Because, Draenor just came out last November. But even still, it's already had, like, you know, three major raid tiers, you know, and all that stuff. I think the last raid wrapped up the story of it, kind of. I'm not really sure.
I honestly think... It seems like people finish Draenor faster, and I think it's because of that boost to 90.
Yeah, well, yeah. It is interesting. Do they have to keep doing that now? Do you get a boost to 100 in the next expansion? Yeah. So, there was one, like, supposed leak about what this might be about. It happened a couple weeks ago. Take it with a grain of salt. And the guy thinks that it all make kind of sense to me. Basically, that it would be a very Southern Isles-themed expansion, with the main bad being Ashera, who is the old Night Elf queen, who then becomes like the leader of the Naga and stuff, becomes bad. We haven't really heard from her in a long time. And we haven't really heard that much about the Naga since they were kind of a big deal in the Warcraft 3 expansion, like the first campaign of it.
We haven't really had anything that's too Night Elf focused, really. Right,
and that's like the thing. Like, everything has been very orc and human-y lately. Even Pandaria was a lot of orcs and humans. So, and he says that this would be a lot of trolls and night elves.
Which is cool.
But the thing is, it still sounds like the main story is focusing very much on Vol'jin, the horde leader who is a troll. And it's like, all these things are so horde heavy. Anything that can be a little night elf. So yeah, if that's true. So yeah, all that stuff kind of makes sense. It says, you know, a lot of Southern Elves have a lot of pirates. It said, like, the horde city would be Kazan, which was actually the starting area for the what are they called? Why am I having brain fart here? Goblins.
Oh.
Yes. The one thing that he said that was hard for me to believe was, like, there would be a new class called the Shadow Stalker, which just sounded very specific.
When you said this, you must have misspoke. You said Shadow Priest.
No, Shadow Stalker.
Okay, you said that wrong.
Oh, my bad.
This makes a little more sense now.
No, not kind of. Shadow, what? It's just a Shadow Rogue instead of a Shadow Priest.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It just sounds... Shadow Stalker sounds like a spec, not a class.
Right.
Also, I don't know if they need more classes. It's so hard to balance classes. Like, when you do a race, it's just going to play the same stuff, maybe a couple different,
racial traits, which almost don't matter anyway.
Right. You know, a couple of them. Well, they matter. But, I don't know. Although, at the same time, it's like, there's so many races now, and all races, so many of them, like, don't get much of a spotlight in any of the lore.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like the Worgen, since they came about, what did they get to do? What have they done important?
Yeah, right.
So there is kind of that problem. Of course, they could maybe solve the problem by not making everything be about orcs and humans, but... So, I don't know, yeah, I don't know if that's to be believed or not, but I think, I've been predicting for a long time there would be some sort of Ashera, watery-themed one. That or Emerald Nightmare was my other guess for a long time, so we'll see. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. So we got the announcement of Dragon Quest XI coming out on the PS4, 3DS, and they, like, said this, then they kind of backpedaled on it, but they more or less said, yeah, we're probably going to be bringing it to the NX as well.
Yeah, so first game kind of announced for the NX.
Yeah.
And they said a similar thing about Dragon Quest X, which was the... MMO,
which is out on Wii U, PC, and Android
and 3DS, but only, again, this is only in Japan. I don't know why they never tried bringing that out. At least the PC version, like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But, the Dragon Quest XI looks kind of like another kind of single-player game. The console versions look more just like, you know, a fancy
Dragon. Well, it's Unreal 4.
Yeah. The 3DS version is neat because the top screen shows, like, it's top-down view, but the top screen shows, like, more modern 3D graphics, and the bottom screen is, like, retro, dragon.
Yeah, can we get a Final Fantasy VI remake that does that?
Yeah.
I saw that's immediately what I thought. That's so cool. Because it'd be kind of like the Halo anniversaries, where it's like the two are running, but you could switch between them, but now you could see them running at the same time. How cool would that be?
The weird thing is, how similar or different are these two games, like the 3DS version and not?
I was wondering that too.
Because they had to be kind of different, right?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Maybe the layout and everything's the same, it's just purely graphical.
Weird. So,
kind of the first NX game?
Mm-hmm.
You know what might be the second one we hear about?
What? I know.
So, Legend of Zelda, its release date, like, retailers and stuff, has been changed to TBD. So, as we've said very often on this show, probably coming out for the NX.
That's going to be an NX game. It'll maybe have a Wii U release also, but that's going to be an NX game.
Why? It's, you know, the Wii U's, they're clearly done with it. They're moving on. Why would you waste a huge new Zelda on a on a floundering system when you could launch a new system with it? So yeah,
it would be weird though that the Wii U could be the first Nintendo console to not have an exclusive Zelda game.
Wow.
Well, Hyrule Warriors. Yeah. But you know, main series.
Yeah.
Because it'll have the Wind Waker remake and it'll have this on two systems.
All right. Well, the last thing we'll talk about, which I guess we'll transition this into our week in gaming, the launch of Windows 10 was yesterday. And of interest to gamers, probably, is the Xbox app that allows you to do all kinds of Xbox-related activities. The big one, of course, is streaming games. So you were having some trouble running it.
Yeah, it wouldn't work out really. I mean, I saw like a screen, but it lagged so much it was unusable for me.
I think the issue is the wireless card on your desktop, because it's pretty old. Your wireless card, I should say. You haven't tried it on your Surface yet, right?
What's that?
You haven't tried it on your Surface yet?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, see, I did it on my Surface yesterday, and it was working, except I kept getting disconnected, and then I just upgraded the firmware in my router, and it was working perfectly. And it's impressive, too, because my Xbox and my Surface are wireless. I expected to have some issues, but I'd played a race of Forza Horizon 2. I was going to try to play some Destiny, but the servers wouldn't connect, so I just flowed in the menus. But the menus worked. Right. And then I played a multiplayer round of Titanfall, and it worked great.
I hope it works, but yeah.
Lag wasn't an issue.
Yeah, just trying. I did some optimization, too. Like, I deleted the old install files for Windows 8 off my system. Mm-hmm. I'm not going back, and that's like 28 gigabytes.
Yeah, that frees up a lot of space.
And yeah, there's some other things, but Jeff actually has a story on Gamesby right now that you can read if you want to do some of this other stuff about, you know, clearing unnecessary files.
Have you explored more of that Xbox app though?
I fussed around with it a little
bit. It's cool. You could start and join parties from it, which is kind of neat.
That's neat. Yeah, definitely is cool. I'm definitely enjoying Windows 10. Mm-hmm. I'm glad.
It's also nice too. In any game, if you hit the Windows key and G, you could bring up like the screenshot and record and everything. You have to turn on the recording in the background. I don't know if people realize that. So like you could just record the last 30 seconds like you would on the Xbox.
Okay.
You have to turn that on, but oh yeah, that's kind of a bummer though. When you are streaming to your Windows 10 device, you can't record game DVR clips.
Yeah, it's kind of lame. Why? It's a bummer.
Well, probably because whatever hardware is used to record that in the background is not being used to stream
your
game.
I guess.
So that's a small bummer. But, yeah, what are you going to do? So, yeah, what else have you been playing besides trying to play a random Xbox game on your Windows?
Well, the big
device
thing this week has been I finally discovered Rocket League.
Oh my god, Rocket League is so fun.
Which everyone else is talking about, so maybe we're just telling you what you know, but yeah, Rocket League is fantastic. It's super fun.
So Rocket League is you have like a couple more days to download for free if you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber on PS4. It's also on PC. The conceit is you're playing soccer in cars.
Basically, yeah.
It's very simple.
It reminds me, the way like the car's controlled almost reminds me of like San Francisco Rush, like 2048 or whatever that one
weird,
was.
Weird, obscure reference, but you're kind of right.
Like the you can kind of flip around. So it's like, yeah, so you have like boosts and stuff, and you can make really tight turns. And then you also have like, you can jump up in the air, you can jump again. And the second jump, you can kind of do a little directional influence on it.
Yeah, so you can turn into like a bicycle kick or a forward flip.
Right,
or a side roll.
Yeah. But, and also all the walls have like ramps on them, so you can get on all the walls. You can like drive like past the goal.
The physics are not realistic at all.
It's super fun. And it's just very simple, but it just works. And, you know, I'm glad there's not like, there aren't like items, and there aren't like different car properties.
There's different cars you can unlock.
There's cosmetical things.
Yeah,
cosmetic things. But yeah, but the game itself is just so perfectly simple and clean. It's just super, super fun to play. Mm-hmm. It's funny too how this is like really taking off. It's becoming a big deal.
It's great timing because what else came out this month?
Yeah,
and everyone's getting this for free on PlayStation.
Yeah, things are really quiet till Metal Gear comes out September.
I need your charger. The battery's getting low. It's right there. But yeah, so we were playing it last night, you, me, and Mr. Jeff Grubb. We had a few lag hiccups, which sometimes were ping-related because it started us on a West Coast server, but even when the latency was low, there was still quite a bit of lag spikes that would happen, which is unfortunate, but yeah, you take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, it didn't bother me too much. I'm back. I've plugged in our Surface. We're professionals here at Explain Bro Podcast.
Yes.
But man, yeah, I'm really, it's funny because like Two of the most fun games I played have been digital exclusives for both consoles.
Yeah.
Also have PC release, because Ori on Xbox and now this on PlayStation.
They announced DLC for this, too, coming out next month.
What is it?
There's free DLC for a new level and a spectator mode, and then paid DLC is just going to be, like, cosmetic stuff if you want it.
Which I assume the new level, it's like the other levels. It's the same arena, but, like, different, like,
theme. Yeah, atmosphere and stuff.
Which, again, is good. You don't need...
So I was watching some videos online. What we need to learn now, people use their boost and they angle their car upward to basically fly.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like the high level shit right there.
Well, let's wait a second here. We gotta get these current mechanics nailed down. But man, I could play this game for a while. Yeah,
it's one of those games where, like, when you pull off something cool, really cool.
You're really glad that we have all this game sharing stuff now. Yeah, like I had just one save yesterday. I was watching it in the replay. I was like, this looks awesome.
Yeah, there was the one where, like, Jeff drove into the goal to save it, then you drove into our own goal to save it, and that kicked it out and let me get the third goal for a hat trick. We were all just, like, freaking out.
There's a lot of just, like, standing up and cheer moments. Yeah. It's super fun.
Yeah, very exciting. So everyone, especially if you have a PS4, needs to check that out, because it's rad. It's a sequel.
Yeah, apparently, Jeff was telling me, a PlayStation 2 game or something? Three. Apparently didn't really work all that well, people said. Now this one's just... Here you go.
There we go. They got
it. It's the Street Fighter 2 of the series. All right. besides that, I've been futzing with Suikoden. I really got into it now because it's something I can kind of play while I watch these some of these marathons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, once you get to the point where, like, the game really picks up, which involves basically you recruiting, like, your party, like, the total number of people that can meet your party is huge. And you have, like, a castle, and a big part of the game is recruiting people to your army. And that aspect of it is really neat. Like, the battle system is still kind of fine-ish. It's a little vanilla. Like, there's some unite attacks that call, basically, like, think Chrono Trigger, just not as flashy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, you know, the battle system is still nothing crazy. There are some interesting, there's, like, army attacks you can do, which is just, like, another kind of turn-based thing, except it's, like, versus two armies. And there's, like, a paper-scissors-rock mechanic to it, where, like, charging beats arrows, or magic beats arrows or something like that, you know, you get it. And I'm enjoying it, so I'll probably be able to finish it so I can see what the big deal with Suikoden 2 is all about. That's basically been it for me, besides my usual Hearthstoning and all that jazz.
Yep. Hey, so here's a question about Hearthstone. So they're allowing you to pre-order 50 packs of the tournament cards for $50. Buy or sell? Or buy or not buy?
Well, it may be a sad state of me right now, but I'm buying that.
I think I am, too. I mean, I think about the time and enjoyment I've gotten out of Hearthstone. Like, I used to pay more than $50 for this.
I can tell you what. I've paid more than $50 for Hearthstone already.
I have not. I paid probably 25.
I'll usually, when I get a new paycheck, I'll, like, treat myself to, like, buying, like, the $10 worth of 7 cards or whatever.
That's a buck a pack, though. Pretty good deal.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I think I'm doing it.
That's a lot. That can get you. Plus, when you have the repeats, it's nice you have the
crafting and everything.
Yeah.
These are all new cards, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, especially when the game right comes out, you want a lot of them, so you can really delve into it.
Mm-hmm. I need to keep an eye out. Maybe in the next week or so, someone will be doing that thing where they sell, like, $50 of iTunes cards for $40.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a good way of getting some Hearthstone cards.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Anything coming out this week?
Let's see. Probably not.
Yeah.
King's Quest.
Oh, I have a review code that I
Oh, you're
that.
Lucky dog. I want to play it.
I played it through. It's super neat, so I'm excited.
The Legend of K Anniversary?
What's the Legend of K?
There's a cat.
Okay, then.
A cartoon cat.
All right. You see, Nintendo released 3 old Kirby games on Wii U today.
Yeah.
Sir 64, Shards, the Crystal Strike, Squeak Squad, DS game, and Return to Dreamland for the Wii, which I actually haven't played before, so I might get that. That might be fun. That's a co-op game, so hey.
Yeah. Badland came out for Wii U. That's a mobile game. It's pretty cool. Kirby Return to Dreamland.
All right, everybody.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks for listening to the Explaining Barrel podcast. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. Hey, if you want to try to find us on PlayStation 4 and play some Rocket League, let us know. We are loving it. Go to the iTunes Music Store, leave us a review. We always appreciate that. And we'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel podcast.
Bye-bye.